Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am super pumped. I've got a real live Google AdWords expert on the line today. His name is Robert Warner. Hey, Robert. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks, Brian. How are you?
Awesome. Hey, man, thanks for joining us. You're all the way across the pond in the UK, and I know it's a little different time zone and stuff like that, so I really appreciate you jumping on with us. So I always like to start up asking, I like the people get to know who Robert Warner is and a little bit of your backstory. So can you tell me a little bit about where you started and how you got to be this AdWords guru?
I'd love to. Right. I'll try and give you the very, very brief version of this story. Basically, I was an accountant for many, many years, a sort of CPA equivalent in the US. Worked in business as a finance director for a long time. Always harbored an ambition to run my own business. So in the sort of about late 2007, 2008, decided it would be a really good idea to give up a perfectly good job with a nice car and a nice house and go out solo. So I set up a software company. Right at the point at which the world was kind of crashing around us, the timing wasn't great, and by about 2010, we were at the point of being out of business. And so we pivoted the business very, very quickly, and I started to use AdWords to get us some business through the door. And it kind of worked, and it kept us afloat, and we didn't go under. And then a few people started messaging me and saying, "Hey, Rob, I've seen what you've done with AdWords. Could you do some for me?" And I said, "Yeah, kind of. That'd be a good thing to do." So we did. I was purely self-taught. I was a ravenous learner. Got my hands on everything I could possibly find about AdWords and implemented. And we were getting good results. But unfortunately, the software business was still in a horrible state. And so I had to make a decision and focus 100% of my time on the AdWords business around about 2010, early 2011. And I always say that our business was built out of, three fundamental foundational principles, which was cowardice, desperation, and a lack of better alternatives.
Awesome. So the first question I've got for you is, and it sounds like you've done some really great things with AdWords. When people are trying to set up AdWords accounts, I mean, what are the things that they really need to think about and focus on before they even start spending any money with Google?
Yeah, it's a great question, Brian, because I see this happen over and over and over again. It's the same mistake. And even experienced advertisers are making the same mistakes. This isn't just a rookie thing. This is, so common, it drives me crazy. And there are two fundamental problems I see. The first thing is people who start advertising without knowing what good looks like. They go into it without a clear vision of what is the outcome that I need to achieve to make this a good decision for me. Because if you don't know what good looks like, then measuring whether you're on track, measuring whether you're pacing towards a good outcome, whether you're in a position where you're never going to see a good outcome is a really difficult thing to do. And so it means that without that vision and that plan, people make bad decisions. And we always say, have what we call a goal horizon, which is, I need to achieve a cost per lead or cost per sale or whatever it might be the relevant measure in your business of X by a given date and set a date, typically 3 months out. So you know that by end of month three, you have a number that looks good and you've either met a target, you've not met a target, but you can plan forward from there. And I think that's so fundamental. And yet I ask people spending $15,000, $20,000 a month on AdWords, what's a good outcome for you? And they don't know the answer, which I still find staggering. The second part of that question is, once you know what good looks like, make sure you're tracking your outcome. And again, it's down to measuring the number of form fills you get in, the number of sales you get in, measuring the number of phone calls that you get in. If you're not tracking your outcome, how can you possibly make good decisions? And yet, I would say 70% of accounts that we take on do not have proper and complete tracking in place. So that probably covers the two fundamental things that I see wrong day after day after day.
See, and I love the fact that you're talking about this from a numbers point. It's so true. I mean, it really, a lot of people just don't know how to measure outcomes and set outcomes and all those kind of things, and they just basically throw money at the problem.
Exactly. The kind of bang your head on the desk kind of conversation we have when we're taking new clients and say, okay, what do you want to achieve? And the answer we get so many times is, I want more phone calls.
Right.
Is that one? 100? give me a clue. But the problem as well with that mentality is if you don't know what good looks like, then people make bad decisions. So they will potentially cancel a campaign that was trending towards something really good for their business, but because they don't have a clear idea of what good really means to them, they'll kill it. And they kill what should have been a long-term asset to their business. And I strongly believe a well-built campaign that's well-managed and well-run is a business asset.
So let's talk a little bit about keywords. I mean, you know, bottom line with all of this is it's all built on keywords, long-tail keywords, short-tail keywords. What are some of the philosophies that you use? And I'll just give a quick story. I had one customer who worked with me, hired a 20-year-old, and they bought the word storage for an indoor storage facility. And you can imagine what happened with that. So, you know, and the guy couldn't figure out why his money was getting blown so fast and he was getting no business. So what are some of the philosophies and things that you think about or work with clients to narrow in on in finding the right words to help increase that traffic and create measurables?
Yeah, okay. It's a perfectly sensible question because fundamentally, all we're doing in AdWords is we're pairing up keywords to bid on with compelling ad copy and a great landing page. That's kind of it. That's the three levers we've got to pull. A keyword, an ad, or a landing page is pretty much it. And if you don't get the keywords right, then everything else kind of falls apart. So we like to focus on, when we start a campaign, we first look at, we'll generally bid, I'm about to use the word broadly, and I don't mean broadly in one particular way. So what I mean by it is, broad for us means we will use what's called modified broad match bidding, i.e. Google shows your ad for keyword searches that include your keywords, but not exclusively. So it will match on a broader range of potential bid keywords. But we focus them very tightly themed. And when we start out, for most advertisers, we want to start around buyer-based themes. So if people's looking for, you know, best, cheapest, discount, nearest, highest rated, you know, people who are using kind of prefixes or suffix words, such as best or local or nearest, you know they're at the point of being close to a purchase. So we want to target those first, because if you think about that, from the perspective of the advertiser, that's the fastest path to money, is to target those keywords where people have shown an indication they're going to buy. So we start there, although the actual keywords we sell will include match types that allow us to reach a slightly broader audience, because they allow us to explore and to learn, and sometimes people use language you don't expect. So that approach at the outset allows us to learn and to grow. We then, from there, want to very quickly, but with enough data to be statistically valid, kill off that which isn't working and expand and refine and really hone in on the stuff that is working. And then we start getting things like exact match types, which are far more precise, give us far more control, but are generally more limited in scope. So if we start with buyer keywords, slightly broader targeting, then niche in, kill the bad stuff, we can then take the next step out. And that next step out is, what's one step back from buying? It might be comparing, it might be research, and we'll go for the researchers next, knowing that we'll take longer to convert them, they're a lower value, but there's many, many more of them. And we keep working out from there.
I guess one of the biggest questions to me is, you know, who needs to be doing AdWords and why? Because, I mean, there's Facebook ads and then there's Google AdWords. These are two competitive places, and I see a lot more people, you know, go to Facebook. It's much more targeted. But why would people want to choose Google over Facebook ads?
I love that. Right. So here's my perspective on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I don't think it's an either or. I think it's a whichever you can make profitable. In many cases, both. Mm-hmm. So AdWords has one advantage over Facebook, in that AdWords is the only show in town where it is demand-led. Facebook, you effectively are interrupting somebody looking at cat videos, and you're going, hey, buy my new widget. So you're interrupting something they're doing, and you're trying to generate demand based on behavioral or demographic patterns around a particular person. That's fine. But people don't search on Facebook for the solution to a particular problem. If their plumbing is leaking, they're not on Facebook looking for a plumber. They are on Google looking for a plumber. So in any kind of business where somebody needs to solve a problem and needs to solve it now, they will naturally gravitate towards Google. They will go sometimes to YouTube for how-to type stuff, but for actually solving a problem where they need to buy a service or engage the professional or buy a product, they will gravitate towards AdWords. So for anything that is demand-led, AdWords is the place to be. If you can identify and stimulate demand by behavior targeting, Facebook's a brilliant tool to have in your box. But what I would say, and I've just finished a call about 10 minutes before we started here with a Google rep, Google know that. So more and more search behavior-based targeting is coming into Google search. So you'll find increasingly that it becomes Google will be search term led, but demographic and behavioral targeted will be led on top of it. And that will be a super powerful tool.
Absolutely. I can't wait to learn more about that because it's couldn't agree with you more on your answer. So, Robert, you've got something that is going to help our audience, my audience and your audience today, learn a little bit more about using AdWords. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, what we've put together is a little report called The 7 Deadly Defaults. Let me explain what that means. One of the ways that Google make money is that they make it difficult for you to make good decisions. So they will create settings in your AdWords campaign where they're defaulted to an option that works in Google's favor. So it just might put 0.5%, 1%, 2% extra money in their pocket without generating you as an advertiser any more revenue. And we've taken 7 of the most common of these default settings, which are buried, and we see advertisers miss time and time and time again, so that you can go into your account and in about 5 minutes set them correctly, and you'll immediately see, you know, somewhere upwards of 5 to 10% improvement in your AdWords campaign just because you've got the basics set up right. So, you know, that'll be in the show notes. Go and get that. And it's a great little guide. It will take you no more than 10 minutes and you'll see extra money in your pocket.
Outstanding. Well, Robert, man, this has been incredible. Some great information. I know my peeps are going to love it. If they wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
So the best way to reach me personally is to go to invisiblepc.com. That's our white label agency. Go to there and hit the partner button, and that will get people into our system, and we'll be able to help them out, send loads of good stuff.
Awesome. Hey, Robert, man, again, I really appreciate you, your time, your insights. This has been fantastic, and I hope my peeps got as much out of it. Man, thanks for joining us.
I've had a blast, Brian. Thanks ever so much. Appreciate the time to be here.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.